Lesson 78. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. What did Gandhi mean by the force of truth? 2. Which event is described in the text? Gandhi, his beliefs. Gandhi was much more than a clever lawyer, a fine speaker, a determined fighter for human rights, and a political leader. He was a model of a different kind of political leader. The secret lies in the title of the book which he wrote about his early life, The Story of My Experiments with Truth. He felt free to talk about his failures or his difficulties. Where he made mistakes, he admitted these willingly. Above all, he refused to make any personal gain from his political work. Before he returned to India, he decided to live as a poor man and not to possess wealth. When he travelled across India, he travelled hard seat, unreserved, together with peasants and other ordinary people. In cities, he refused to travel in a rickshaw, a two-wheeled cart pulled by a barefooted man. He ate simply and never ate meat. He rose early in the morning and worked at his wheel, making cotton thread. He believed that everyone should be prepared to do heavy work, from the leaders to the poorest peasants. He was interested in all spiritual matters, not only in the Indian gods. He read many books and paused in his work at 6 every evening for prayers, even when he was with other world leaders. One day a week, he would spend the whole day in silence. All his life, he reached out for the truths of spirits and gods. Gandhi believed that one should be able to love the most ordinary being on earth as oneself. Gandhi hated the custom that had divided Hindu society into separate groups for thousands of years, and his goal was to end this. He became a supporter of the poorest group in society, who did the lowest paid jobs. Because of his actions, all Hindus were finally free to draw water from the same village well, to go to the same temple to pray, and even marry each other. Gandhi paid great attention to the equality of women. Perhaps his greatest belief was in an Indian phrase which he called the force of truth. If an unfair law existed, and there were many that had been passed by the British rulers in India and South Africa, it was the duty of everyone to disobey this law, but without using violence. People should be ready to go to prison for their beliefs, but they should never take up arms to fight. The death of Gandhi gave India a chance to mourn and express how he had become father to all Indians. Millions watched the slow march that took his body through the capital. A further million watched as the fire, following Indian custom, turned his body to ashes. 12 days later, millions more Indians lined the railway tracks as a slow train took the jar containing his ashes 584 kilometers to a place by the river. 3 million people watched as the ashes of this great man were gently poured into the brown waters of the river that would carry them to the ocean. At the time of his death, one person praised him as follows: "Future generations, it may be, will hardly believe that such a person as this walked upon this earth." The speaker was Albert Einstein.